and welcome to another Fool's Daily. I am Mike, your ever-present host, apart from when I'm not here. And I'm joined today by Mr. Lee Batrick.
Hello.
From bendyboards.co.uk.
Yep.
And Mr. Conrad Gonsalves.
Conrad E.J. Gonsalves, not from bendyboards.co.uk, and who is going to slow down the talking a little bit.
From like the Ultimate Warrior, from parts unknown. So, today, we are going to talk about a quick gaming topic, and that is getting together with your mates outside your gaming club for gaming weekends. Which we did last weekend, when we all met up at Mr. Spooner's house.
Yep.
So,
yes. James,
did you enjoy it?
It was very cold.
Oh, I knew he'd say that. I knew he'd say that. What you needed to do was stay overnight, because a day in the place acclimatises you. So I arrived, we arrived, didn't we, Mike, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
We didn't actually play any games.
No, Friday evening.
Friday evening, sorry, yeah. And I stayed in my coat and woolly hat most of that time. And then when I did go to bed, I still had my socks on. No.
Did you lock the door?
My socks on. No. Because I was hoping he'd come into the bedroom. Anyway, no. I had my woolly hat on in bed for a little while as well.
That's fair enough. Well, I must admit, it was very chilly, and you know, to warm up, I opened all the windows and drove home like that.
Well, to warm up, all you had to do was go outside, and it was warmer outside than it was inside.
But anyway, we digress.
Well, that's a surprise.
That famous Welshman.
What, digress?
Yeah.
So yeah, so Spoons had wanted to have a event at his house.
Me with him all the time.
It is. And it invited several people around. And it made for a different sort of gaming thing, I thought, to going to a club.
Yes, it did.
For two things. One, there were different, you know, there were different people. Conrad, you came over. Joel was going to come over, but he was taken ill. And we played different games, and there was sort of a different feel to it, almost, to the gaming. I think maybe because of what we played, but partially just due to the atmosphere, that there was just, you know, some good mates just hanging around, playing some games and having a laugh.
It reminded me more of when we used to sit. Sort of a big group of us used to sit and do sort of a role play or something. It was more relaxed. We were laughing and joking, and it wasn't all about pushing stuff around and getting it done quickly.
I do you know what? Now that you mention it, Lee, I absolutely agree with you. It had that flavour of potentially doing a session of AD&D or a module or a dungeon or whatever. It was very relaxed. It was a lot of fun. And I was allowed to drink. But yeah, and it was very casual. So we started off with playing some Dead Man's. We didn't actually play a lot at the end of the day, though.
No, we played. Basically, Friday night we sort of hung out and chatted.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we played games. And we started off with Dead Man's Hand.
Because I wanted to play that, and I wanted to have my first game of it. So I'd cleaned up my Pinkertons, especially for it. And I'd even base them and put some stuff on the bases as well. I hadn't painted them, of course. No, can't expect too much. The fact that I cleaned them up and put them on bases was a major, major achievement. And we played three scenes, I believe.
Scenes, yeah.
Yeah. And it was ace. And all I could think of was when I think in the second scenario, because the Pinkertons were the baddies in this scenario, apparently, even though they're not really baddies. the scene was that the groups were split, or the goodies were split, and the second half of the goodies came on behind us, as it were. And all I could see in my head was this blam, blam, blam of people shooting at each other in the centre of the town, and people up at windows, and then all of a sudden some guys were coming up behind us and started to shoot us as well.
It's a very cinematic game.
It was
game
really good fun. I'm going to try and hold something at the club. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it, as well?
Yeah. It's not too serious. It's, you know, beating someone to get the first card down, and then Pete arguing that it was actually him. And
it probably was him.
Yeah, it was, quite easily.
Yeah, it was.
And obviously, because it was... I mean, I didn't play at that point. I came in at the halfway through the second game, didn't I?
Yes. So we ended up with five of us, which meant that if we were playing games, there was always going to be an old man. But what we decided to do is we basically played doubles games all day. Which was I thought really worked. I'm glad you liked Dead Man's Hand. I mean, Spoons and I play it quite a bit as a sort of hanging out game. You know, it's not a major game. It's something that you can do the odd one-off on and have a little bit of fun with it. And it does play really well. And the fact you get three different games out of effectively one game.
And they're all very quick as well. They're surprisingly quick.
Yeah.
Well, if we keep rolling 20s like we did, I'm going to shoot you. 20, you're dead. I'm going to shoot you. 20, you're dead.
What's it you said? Is it Beer and Pretzels? They call them
Beer and Pretzels games, yeah.
Or Diet Fruit Juice and Carrot Sticks game for me.
Yes. Yes, not Peanuts for Lee.
No.
Peanuts for the rest of us.
And and there was the classic, take them away from me. Move them away from me.
Yes.
Yeah. From Mike, as he ate most of the peanuts.
I did not eat most of the peanuts.
I think Pete actually had most of the peanuts, didn't he? Because he kept saying, I don't really like these. I don't really like these.
As he wolfed down another handful. So that was very good. That was a good sort of get the gaming juices flowing while we played that. And then we sort of moved into the meat of our gaming.
Yeah.
Which was certainly the game that most of us wanted to play and try. And Pete was the man who wasn't sure about trying, but I think is now hooked because he certainly spent a lot of time looking at figures.
He's gone through quite a lot of, figured out his army lists and whatnot and sorted out, you know, he's been talking about it a fair bit on Twitter, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And that game was Epic Armageddon.
Rawr!
which Matt and I had played two games of, 2,000-point games. Lee, you hadn't played at all, had you?
Not in the last 15 years, no.
Yeah. And Pete had not played either. So fortunately, we had Epic UK expert, Mr. Conrad E.J. Gonsalves, to help us out.
He flew in especially for that, didn't he? Like, you flew in for the Dead Man's Hand.
Yes. And it was stonkingly good fun. Absolutely brilliant.
It was good fun for me, even though I was not playing. I enjoyed watching the game because you got four different armies, because we played doubles, as you said. We played 4,000 points, 2,000 points for each player. And Lee was new and Pete was new. So, and it looked as though, you, even though you and Spoons were saying that you needed help, you pretty much had a lot of the stuff up. Rules wise, anyway, you know.
We had
the way you could move around and things down. We didn't. Assaults still confused the hell out of me.
Okay. We didn't get that, did we? Really?
Well, we had the Eldar did as they came out the warp gate.
You mean they went as they were walking along, looking left and right with their Eldar guns, getting ready to shoot the Marines.
Shuriken catapult.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, so we played. So that was the. I mean, it's certainly the biggest epic game that I've played in many, many years.
And that scenario, which is the one that's in the back of the Armageddon book, it says, Jervis says in that, that it's good to, from 3,000 to 5,000 points. So it certainly showed it as well.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, you know, so it was myself and Lee, the Xenos versus the Filthy Imperium.
Xenos.
of Spoonie and Pete.
Yeah, which were Imperial Guard and some very seasick looking Space Marines.
For the Emperor. Yes. For the Emperor.
Very good. Very good. However, the power of the Wah smashed them.
Wasn't that by Jennifer? Whatever.
No, that was the Power of Love, mate.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Rush.
Yeah.
This isn't the 80s music show.
I wouldn't be any good on that one.
Thank God for that.
So yeah, I mean, it was really, really good fun.
I think we covered a lot of it, didn't we? We covered the whole lot in terms of learning stuff. We covered teleporting. We covered a bit of war. I was going to say colossals then. That war engines. We did some barrage. We did some flying as well.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
my flyers came on spectacularly to shoot up some whirlwinds and then failed to hit any one of them.
No, they came, the first time they came on, they did well. Right?
The first time they killed some Devastator stands. The second time they were going to take out the whirlwinds before the whirlwinds dropped a barrage on one of my big orc war bands and missed completely.
Do you know why that is? Nobody painted the fire button red in the planes.
I guess it was. But it was great. And I've learned things since we played. Because I went and read the rule book and asked questions.
Yeah, I must admit, I've gone back and sort of read it again now. And it makes a lot more sense now you've played it.
It does make a lot more sense, doesn't it? But I've now discovered what garrisoning is, which helps out my war bands massively.
Yeah, because you're mainly foot slogging, aren't you?
Yeah.
The only problem with garrisoning that I see is that you are obviously a lot closer to your opponent's force. In terms of weapon ranges. So expect blast markers on those units early doors.
Yeah, but I was getting smashed by blast markers anyway.
This is true.
Because they could all indirect fire up to 90 centimetres.
There are, do you know what? There's stuff that fires further than that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that you see, that was the thing. I thought, okay, perhaps deploying closer is bad. But then I went, no, how can it be bad? Because I'm getting shot anyway.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, with orcs, you really need one big sort of thing being blasted, don't you, while everything else gets to you then?
Yes, that's it. I mean, you want, that's what I was using my war buggies for. They would go up and shoot things and then get tonked and absolutely smashed to pieces. But in the meanwhile, they were getting smashed to pieces, everything else was going Aah!
If you think about it, but so, the time you got there, the only problem with your sort of assault was because of the scenery, you were having to hit one turn after another.
Yes,
instead of everything hitting at once, whereas when I hit Pete,
But that is the wave, isn't it? That is the tide of orcs.
Oh, yeah, I know. But what I mean is, because of the scenery, Mike could only get so much stuff in at once. Whereas the reason I think I'd done quite well with mine was I'd already hit Pete and softened up all the things. Because he had a lot less units than I did, it allowed me then to take the whatever the big super heavy with the warp portal in, the warp gate in.
Yeah.
And then drop out the, the Aspect Warriors on top of him. And slice and dice.
Yeah. I must admit, I went online and I looked at figures and I may not have... I definitely didn't buy any more orcs.
I went and had a look at wishlist, but...
I did not. You went and had a look at what?
I went and had a look and made a new wish list, but
About
as far as I got.
Well, I went away and I spent about what seemed to be like half a day cleaning up the NIDs, or a 3,000 point NIDs list, ready to start spraying or painting or cleaning up, basically. And in the meantime, having seen Spoons' Tau in real life at Geek Manor, I have been looking at Tau as well. And as it's my birthday tomorrow...
Oh, is that what you've got?
No, that's not what I've got. No, I've got a retro-looking dab radio. But as a birthday present to myself, I may well be buying some Tau.
Well, I might buy you some as a present.
No, you mustn't do that.
Oh, yeah, the gentle listener will be very convinced by your no, don't buy me these ones, Mike.
I've already clicked the buy button now.
it was really, really good fun. I went away and I looked at different army lists. I looked at the Speed Freak list and went, okay, I've got enough models for that. And then I looked at the Feral Orc list. And that's the one that I actually... There are two figures that I don't have that they ever produced for Orcs. And unfortunately, the two of them are in the Feral Orc list, which is the Forge World Squiggoth and the Steam Gargant. So I don't have either of those, which is a bit disappointing. So I continue to scour eBay. If any gentle listener has a Steam Gargant or a Forge World Epic Squiggoth they want to sell, let me know. That is the
key, because you don't want a fantasy battle version or a 40K.
No, I don't want the big. I don't want the big 40K one. So I've been looking for that, and then I discovered that, because I was looking, and there's a in the Epic UK approved lists. Mm-hmm. There's a Titan Legion one where you can just play Titan Legions.
Yep.
And I'm going, why isn't there an Orc one?
And there is.
Well, there isn't approved by Epic UK, but in the Net Epic list.
Yep.
And I'm still quite confused about what's what. There is a in development Gargant list. Just Gargants. So I may play that at some point. This is just Gargants.
You were getting very into it. Just,
I know.
There, gentle listener, you just have to think that there was Mike sitting there, bouncing in his chair, throwing his hands up, and everyone else kind of just looking at him as if to say, who brought the child?
Yeah. Why isn't he in a high chair? Oh, no, that's Spoons.
Well, apparently, according to Conrad, I was like that when we were playing Dead Man's Hand as well.
You were.
You were. As he was going, bam, 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 bam.
But then again, you get into your games. But that's the whole point, isn't it? You're enjoying playing it.
It is. Certainly when Spoonie and I play Dead Man's Hand, if there's a spectacular character death, we actually describe it out in movie terms as what's just happened to him. You know, you take a trope from a Western and that's what's just happened
whilst
to him.
Whilst there's usually Western music playing in the background, isn't there?
There is usually Western music playing in the background, yes. But I thought as a thing, you know, just going to someone's house and playing at their house. And, you know, we were fortunate that people could stay over, and if there'd been more people, if there'd been more people and stuff, we'd probably have, you know, gone the whole weekend. I mean, it's just unfortunate that personal circumstances for nearly everybody meant that they couldn't do the weekend. But I thought it worked really, really well. And I think the one regret is that we didn't get some board gaming in as well in the evening.
Yeah, we could have quite easily, but... You know.
I think everyone was a bit. We sort of played solidly, and Epic, you know, even though the Epic game was done in 3.5 hours or so, it was quite draining because it was our first time playing it.
I thought you were going to say because Spooner played, but yeah, first time playing
it could have been that. And then we sort of just vegged, didn't we, for a little while, and just went and unwind. Yeah, and it was so cold. It was so cold. We all left.
No, then we had food, basically.
Oh yeah, then we did.
We did have food. We did have a curry, and that was nice as well. Well, it's always nice to just hang out with mates and chat.
Well, it was because we were talking rubbish, but well, you guys were all talking rubbish.
You were busy watching telly.
Well, I did say Spooner to turn it off because I get mesmerised like a 5-year-old.
Conrad and I wanted to watch Strictly Come Dancing, but we weren't allowed.
No, that's because, well, not even Spoon is that old to watch that.
We like Strictly Come Dancing.
It's not fair.
It isn't fair.
No. So this is a potted history of what happened, reading from a post from Dave Bartley. For its inception, Epic Games was tested by the public on the old Specialist Games Forum. Yeah?
Yep. I was one of those testers.
So there was something called the Epic Rules Committee at that point.
Yes.
And eventually GW closed their forums. The Epic community moved to the forums, which is the tacticalwargames.net forums. But they were also running in parallel to the... other forums. Yeah. No, I'm there.
I just wondered if you'd fallen asleep.
I wondered if he died. Well, at his age, you have to worry about this. How old are you tomorrow, Conrad?
52.
52. And you're shorter than my daughter.
No, I'm not.
You, if she wore her new shoes that she just got yesterday, you would be. Because they've got four-inch heels on them.
Anyway, basically stuff happened. There you go, with the Epic community.
God, you're so rubbish.
Well, I know where Epic UK came from. Epic UK came from Matt Otter and his desire to grow the Epic community in 2009.
That's fair enough. Love it.
Anyway.
It's infused me to want to play that again. And it was really nice to play at Spoons. And that'll be a great venue in summer, hopefully.
Yes. Yes. I think for our Christmas one, we might do it at my house.
Yes. You have central heating, don't you?
I do have central heating, and I have a very good wood burner as well.
Oh, cool. All you have to do, though, is tidy your office so we can get more than two people in.
Those people who say things like that would be made to play outside, probably.
That's right.
Well, so that's what we did at the weekend.
Yeah, no, it's good. I highly recommend it, listener. If you could have got another friend, then see if you can con him around coming around.
If you've got a friend.
Well, you know, I thought Spoons was the one who listened.
I was considering that I could probably hold something like that in my place if I could just get everyone out of the house.
And the dogs.
The place is big enough.
It is big enough, actually.
And we could have separate rooms for gaming if we wanted to as well, but certainly we could have a big game like that as well.
So I'm surprised Mike's not converted his double garage yet to proper gaming rooms with pool table and everything.
Maybe after I build my swimming pool.
Okay, fair enough.
He doesn't want much, does he?
Perhaps we could have a gaming board that's waterproof at the bottom of the swimming pool.
Perhaps. Anyway, I think we should go now.
Build a big jacuzzi, because you could like...
Oh, shush. Shush, we're going to go, so that this episode vaguely comes in on time.
But I was just about to talk about the Epic community and the how it all came about and everything.
Well, then we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, I think you really need...
with someone who knows about it.
Perhaps we'll get Dave on, because he knows about it. So just say goodbye, Conrad.
Goodbye, Conrad. God. And happy birthday to me!
Tomorrow.
Well, this will go out
when it's coming out, yes. All right, happy birthday to you, man.
No, you've got to say it tomorrow. It doesn't count.
Tomorrow. Yeah. That's right, I don't like you anyway.
Right. Goodbye.
Right, and goodbye from me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye from me as well.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.